All right, then. We are open now. So if you're waiting to call, and yes, we did load you up with interviews. Good interviews, but we did load you up with interviews. Now you can call. And they were good interviews. Miles Gaskin, Dolphins running back, Fred Warner of the 49ers, and Dietrich Wise Jr. of the Patriots. So we start hour number three. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let me be very clear about that number. I've been hammering the same number for years, like decades probably. 1-800-636-8686. Baseball playoffs finally underway. I will hit that in a moment. But your phone lines are open. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, you can do that. Best tweets get read on the air. Exceptional tweets get retweeted. And then when I retweet to over 1 million followers, then you get more followers. You build your brand. And hell, who knows? Maybe you parlay that into a podcast. Maybe you parlay that into a radio program. Maybe you rip this radio program from me and make it your own. Doubt that. But it's a way for me to help you build your brand. Who do you think you are, Rit? Finally. I should be the host.
Finally.
What's up, Mr. President? You believe Rit and I have the same birthday? How weird is that, man? That is really weird. I should only hire people who have the same birthday as me. You know what's even more bizarre? Rit's like 20 years younger than me, but looks 10 years older. I'm just kidding, Ike. Just kidding, dude. I couldn't resist. You know that. Dude, how's that non-sugar diet coming? You staying true to it? Huh? He's blinking. Don't let go the rope, Pops. Don't let go the rope. Yeah, I should hire that guy too. Thomas Dolby. He's got the same birthday. Yo, Thomas, what do you know about sports? Nothing? No problem. Neither does Hawk. You're hired. He and Hawk are both blinded by science. I digress. All right, you have your phone number, and we've already talked about last night's Monday night beatdown that the Chiefs laid on the Ravens. I did not see that coming. I should not have been surprised. Same as they ever were. And by they, I mean both. This is what happens when these two teams get together. Chiefs look great. Ravens did not at all. We talked about that. I mentioned that Doc Rivers has been let go. A mutual decision, according to Steve Ballmer. So if Doc wants another gig, I'm not sure where Doc's head's at. If Doc wants to jump right back in, he obviously will get another gig. What do the Clippers do? Where do they go? Woj has speculated already that Jeff Van Gundy might be a possibility. That'd be kind of uninspired, don't you think? I mean, you're going to fire Doc and bring in Jeff Van Gundy. Is that going to pump anybody up? I'm not saying that Van Gundy's not smart. He is. I'm not saying that he's not cantankerous. He is. But is that going to inspire anybody? Is that going to pump anybody up? If you're going to fire Doc Rivers, and I'm not saying you're wrong to fire Doc Rivers. I'm just saying if Doc is going to mutually agree to step down, you better get that right. And if Doc wants to coach again, Doc will soon enough. Like, really soon. If he wants to. We had one telephone call get on the air. Chris in Southeast Wisco. And he did what he does. He pounded Slarome. At that point, I said, Slarome, you're my guy. Take it from me as somebody who's seen this before. Stay down, my man. Do not try getting up. Just stay down. In fact, I could see this thing start to turn a little bit. People were saying, man, Chris, enough's enough. Get off this guy. It's not funny anymore. Speaking of get off this guy, did you see Israel Adesanya over the weekend? You may or may not have picked up on what he did when he styled that win. His opponent did long after the fact and is not happy about it. I'm going to try and get there. Since the MLB postseason is getting underway, I better get to this. Like, guess what? MNF was last night. Oh, the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup last night. Did you know that? French Open's underway. Did you know that? The NBA Finals start tomorrow night. Did you know that? And the MLB playoffs getting underway right now, today. You know, just like normal. Just like your regular old calendar. You know, that classic time of year in late September when hockey and basketball are wrapping up their seasons alongside the NFL and the start of SEC football, and baseball is welcoming about a billion teams into the playoffs. In case you would like a refresher on the MLB playoff format this year, here is a very simple and quick summary. If you're a professional baseball team and you played this summer, you're probably in the playoffs. That's pretty much all you need to know. Remember back in the day when there used to be a wild card game in each league? Now there are four. No, correction. There are four wild card series, not wild card games. Wild card series, which seems like it would kind of defeat the purpose of the term wild card, right? Isn't a wild card supposed to be a one game, winner take all scenario? Like when you call something a wild card series, it's not a wild card, it's a series. It's just an extra round of the playoffs, especially when pretty much every team is in. If the number one seed is playing the number eight seed in a multi-game series, that's not a wild card. That's just the first round. There's nothing wild about seeding eight teams and having one play eight, two play seven, three play six, four play five. No, that's called a tournament or a playoff. The NBA does not call the first round of the NBA playoffs the wild card. If you're one of eight players left at Wimbledon, you didn't advance to the wild card round. You made it to the quarterfinals. The Milwaukee Brewers did not win their division. So I could see where you might think that if they're in the playoffs, it must be a wild card. Except they're the eight, and they're playing the Dodgers, the number one seed. Man, that's not wild. There's nothing wild about that. That's just seeding. If the Dodgers win that series, do they get t-shirts that say wild card champs, even though they have the best record in all baseball? Like, dear Dodgers, congrats on having the best record in baseball. Your reward is you get to play an extra best of three series that you normally would not have to play. Have yourself a day. Well, three, maybe. And whatever you do, man, do not look that gift horse in the mouth and choke, or you will never, ever live that down. Never mind that there really is no such thing as a choke in a short series, because as everybody knows, anything can happen in a short series, in a best of three series. Oh, and speaking of the Brewers, let me get this out of the way. I know what you're thinking. The Brewers are in the playoffs. Yeah, I know. Yeah, get used to saying that about a lot of teams, not just the Brewers. Get used to saying that about a lot of teams because there are a lot of teams in the playoffs. Like, you're going to flip on the TV at some point today or tomorrow and see a team playing, and I guarantee your reaction is going to be, they're in the playoffs. Like, it might be the Blue Jays, it might be the Astros, it might be the White Sox, it might be the Marlins, but you are going to say at some point, dang, how the hell did they get in? And the answer is, because almost everybody got in. Do you know how terrible you have to be this year not to make the MLB postseason? There are 30 teams in baseball, 16 of them are in. It was tougher to miss the postseason than it was to make the postseason. Like the Brewers, they're two games under 500, and they're in. The Phillies are four games under 500, and they barely miss getting in. The Pirates are 22 games under 500. I'm not even sure they've been officially eliminated yet. The way MLB handled this, I would not be surprised if the Pirates got a bye into the World Series. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they already won the World Series. And the only thing more ridiculous, than the Brewers finishing two games under and being an eight is the Astros finishing two games under and being a six seed.
Kind of ridiculous.
Really ridiculous. The Astros have the worst record among the eight AL postseason teams, but there are two teams seated below them. Did you hear what I just said? Now, that's kind of ridiculous. That's
sure,
right.
Honestly, it was ridiculous.
Under this truly absurd plan, the White Sox finished 10 games over 500, and they're a seven seed, while the Astros finished 2 games under 500 and they got the better seed. Honestly, that's really kind of ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous, Ron.
Why is that? Because Chicago finished third in their division. Houston finished second in their division for whatever the hell any of that means. There really is only one sport that could come up with a format this idiotic. Only one sport that could come up with a format this stupid. And that sport is baseball. Because just about every step that they have taken since the Nationals won the World Series last year has been a complete disaster. And today marks one more step in the journey of shame. Don't get me wrong. I'll watch. I'll talk about it. September and October baseball are great. Great months for baseball. In fact, when it's good, it's among the best. Most pressure-packed sport anywhere. But this October feels like a drink with way too much ice, way too much water, and really no liquor at all. Like you went to the bar and you ordered a mixed cocktail and they didn't put any liquor in the cocktail. And then you look at the waitress and say, you know, I really don't want to be that guy, but does this have any vodka in it at all? I don't know, sir. Did you order a vodka tonic? Yes, ma'am, I did. Then I'm pretty sure there's vodka in it. Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm drinking it and all I taste is tonic. It's like MLB baseball. I'm looking at the postseason, man. I'm seeing a whole lot of water and a whole lot of ice and ice and a little bit of tonic. Only baseball could jack that up like that. Who do you like? Who are you going to take? What do you make of that format? Let's go to New York. Let's open up these phones. Hour number three. We've done the interviews. I know a lot of you like to lay out. A lot of you like to wait. Well, now is your chance. We go to New York. Woody in New York. What's going on, Woody? How are you?
Jimmy, how are you?
Good, Woody. The postseason's here. How you feeling?
Not bad, not bad. Could be better. We shall see. I appreciate the vine, and I always enjoy you taking my calls during the regular season. Now the postseason is upon us. I must say this is probably the least confident I've ever been going into it. Our lineup has been very much feast or famine. I don't know how conducive that is to winning in October. However, we have the $300 million man Cole going this evening. A game one win is mandatory. I'm expecting him to go 7 and throw up nothing but zeros. Maybe, just maybe, the glass towers get to the Beeb. Should the glass towers fail us, we have two other guys in our lineup that are pretty heavy duty. The first one being the home run champ, Luke Voit. He's doing it on a bad wheel. He's an Iron Man. The next guy, the batting champion, DJ the Machine LeMahieu. Dude swings a nasty stick. I like our chances. I don't want to see Ottavino in a high leverage spot. He has definitely lost his mojo. I will take my chances with Britton and Chappie. Now, I know the jungle karma this year extends to the Browns. I'm seriously hoping it doesn't go to the Indians. I hate to go against the jungle karma. War me living and dying with every pitch, and war the Yankees chasing that elusive next chip. Out.
My man, rack him. War you knowing rack more about him. The Yankees than Brian Cashman. Here's the problem that you're dealing with. You just said, I don't want to mess with the jungle karma. And I know that the Browns are a major karma team. They're America's team. They've got a lot of karma in the jungle. And that you hope that does not transfer to the Indians. My friend, Woodrow, you've got a much bigger issue than that. If you want to talk karma, if you believe in the jungle karma, if you fear the jungle karma, if you think it's a real thing, and it is, and you should, you got a much bigger issue than Cleveland. Than Cleveland. You just said, I hope we can get to the Beeb. Oh, speaking of the Beeb, not only does the Beeb, Shane Bieber, have jungle karma because he's been on the program and has shown up like a boss. Not only does he look like Cy Young on the bump, My man, he's got the ultimate karma. Beeb is a gaucho. You know this. I know you know this. Not only do you have to face, and you've got your ace, I know you'll take your chances with your ace. I'm going to take my chances with their ace. Because I know Shane Bieber a little bit. I know what he's capable of. I've seen his trajectory. I knew who he pitched for in college. I know where he went to college. And I know how comfortable he is on the big stage. That is a nasty, nasty first round matchup with the Indians. You know this. And facing Shane Bieber is never, never easy. And the Yankees, you also know this. You've been pretty rough away from home. You have not been so good against teams above 500. But you are loaded. You are loaded. You have tremendous talent. Tremendous lineup. You are loaded. Then you got James Kelly. James Kelly, who, the big head, will take all the emotion and all the karma out of it and just look at the numbers. Look at James Kelly already jumping on that thing. Hey, big head, don't tell me that if you don't want it out there. I'm just going to put it out there. He hit Cole at minus 118. Dude, you're going to go against a gaucho. Not only against a gaucho, but one of the ultimate gauchos. Oh, hell no, big head. Turn and burn, Mav. I got Biebs all day long.
Checks your body can't cash.
I got the Indians and Shane Bieber all day long.
I like my chances.
All day long. With respect to the Yankees. With respect to their bats. With respect to their lineup. With respect to their depth. I got Bieb all day long. Look at me. Shane Bieber. Game one. Indians. All day long. Never bet against a gaucho. Especially on the big stage. This is who we are. This is where we live. And my man's got the pedigree in the background. One quick email. This goes back to Doc Rivers. Dear Jim, the 3-1 bum will be fine. Now he can make the media rounds with us, yapping about all those banners we hung back in the day. Was it 3 or 4 rings that our dynasty won? Signed, Perk, Pierce, and the big ticket. Brett and Bugaha. Yeah, I will say, man, those guys kind of do roll around like they're Bill Russell. And they were great, and they did win. But they are kind of walking around like they're Russell and Cousy when they're not. Doc will be fine. That's not a great line on Doc's resume, by the way, that he is the only coach to blow 3-1 leads. And the numbers were not good either with the Clippers, where he only won 3 playoff series, and they had a hell of a lot of talent there. A hell of a lot of talent. But he's still an unbelievable leader. I'm still going to say he's a very good coach. And not only will he land on his feet, but he essentially will have the choice of the jobs that he wants, if he wants. All right, so it's good to open up the phones. When we come back, more of the same. 1-800-636-8686. Quick reminder, the Jim Rohn podcast is tomorrow. Mark Mattson, former NBA great, current legend, is my guest. That guy. Brett and Bugaw, for one of the few times, actually got that right. Those guys do kind of roll around like they're Bill Russell and Bob Cousy. When they're not that. They were good. They were very good. But they don't have a fistful like they act. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you. Ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what's next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. This guy, I want to react to my baseball take. Hey, Rome. you might hate the MLB postseason, but at least they're playing one. Unlike hockey. Signed everyone ever who has no idea hockey even came back this year. Signed Vincent in the San Gabriel Valley off the 10 freeway. Hey, Vince, you troll. Already read your first take. Why are you still doing that? Yeah, I know you don't even believe it. You're just being a troll. I know you don't believe that. Like, pretty much nobody believes that, and especially you, whoever you are. I know you don't believe that, Vince. That didn't work. All right, so if you're still not totally convinced, and no, Vince, I don't need you to respond and say, see, Rome, you agree with me. I don't agree with you, all right? What I was going to say is, if you're still not totally convinced how dominant and how all-encompassing the NFL is, again, look no further than the fact that I couldn't get to any sort of NBA Finals preview yesterday. And in fact, I'm only getting to it right now. But it is Tuesday, and I'm almost halfway through hour number three, so better late than never, right? Let's get to it right now. Let's talk NBA Finals. Then there were two teams left in the Disney World bubble. A couple of teams who survived and advanced with blistering 12-3 marks through 15 playoff games. A couple of teams fighting to bring back one more item than they packed. So here we are. Lakers Heat.
Here we are.
Here the bleep we are, Rex. Lakers Heat. The series gets underway tomorrow night on a neutral floor with fake fans. But there's nothing fake about the mountain of storylines heading into Wednesday. Here's what you got. LeBron trying to win his fourth title with his third different team and become an all-time Laker great in the process. And he's going to have to go through his old squad to get it done. AD looking for his first and some validation after busting out of the Big Easy. Rob Lowe's twin brother looking to prove that he can get it done without Irv, or get it done because Irv is no longer there. Pat Riley with a chance to take out a former employee in LeBron and a former employer in the Lakers. Jimmy Buckets looking to cement his rep and establish his legacy. You've got East Coast v. West Coast, South Beach versus the Southland. Cocaine versus even more cocaine.
Cocaine.
Like storylines that you'll get for the next 36 hours leading up to tip-off. Even less than that now. But why don't we detour off the beaten path? Why don't we look at some alternative angles, starting with Dion Waiters? He's already won the NBA Finals. You've probably seen this story. He's already won no matter what happens. That's right. Dion Waiters has already won a ring before the ball has even gone up. He's been guaranteed a ring. You remember Dion Waiters, right? The guy who set the amazing mark with the Heat earlier this year by being suspended as many times as he played. Three suspensions, three games played. That's hard to do. Really hard. But maybe not as hard is ODing on weed edibles during a team flight and having a panic attack. Something else he did with the Heat this year. My man, have yourself a season. Like, to nobody's surprise, anywhere, the Heat cut ties with Waiters midseason. There's so much talk about that Miami Heat culture, which is true. It exists. I respect it. But you can't have a guy in that culture stroking out on the team bird from crushing too many laced gummies, who was also suspended as many times as he was on the floor. But one team's weed-induced seizure victim is another team's bench player. And the Lakers scooped him up off waivers for some veteran presence on the cheap, and they needed somebody who could shoot it. And he's never been afraid to shoot it. Now, Dion Waiters is in the NBA Finals, and because he is a Laker, and he has service time with the Heat, he is guaranteed a ring. He's going to get a ring, either way. That's how that works. If you play for a team for any amount of time, they win the chip, you get the jewelry. Even if you only played three games and you overdosed on weed on a team flight, he gets his. Win-win. And there's also a chance that Deion gets a bonus from the Heat if they win the finals. Because the bonus money that comes for winning the title generally is divided amongst everybody who played that year. The ring is guaranteed. Like, even if they were to grudge on this guy, they can't say, oh, hell no. That's the guy that OD'd on the plane on the Lay's gummies. Oh, hell no. We're not voting him a ring. The ring's not for vote. He gets the ring. That's guaranteed. The money goes to a vote. But the money is voted on by the players. So his old teammates would have to sign off on that. He may not get the money. You know, you may say to me, Rome, it's neither here nor there. They're not going to beat the Lakers anyway. No, probably not. But if they do. Yeah, but they weren't supposed to be here anyway, right? They weren't supposed to beat the Celtics either, and they did. So if they do, and there's money at stake, they will divvy up that money. They'll vote on the money. I don't know, man. Hard to imagine a guy like Jimmy Buckets, who's charging $20 for a cup of big face coffee, looking to break off Deion. But you never know. Maybe. I mean, either way, this dude literally overdosed himself into a ring. Like, the Heat got better without him, and now they're in the finals. And then the team that scooped him up was going to probably be there anyway, and they're probably going to win. So this guy gets a ring either way. In other words, best weed ever. Am I right, Deion? Now a guy who's played three games for the Heat and 12 games for the Lakers can sit back on the bench, pop a few gummies, get ripped, and wait for the fitting. Have yourself a 2020 D-dub. Speaking of D-dub and win-wins, man, how about my guy Duane? This is maybe even more impressive. Well, not really, but close. Dwayne Wade. Because the finals matchup has got Duane so confused. Check my man out. On the one side, you've got his former team, where he won three rings, became a legend. He is beloved. But on the other side, you've got his banana boat bestie, LeBron. Everybody wants to know who he's pulling for. And if there's an obvious question to be asked, Magic Johnson is there to tweet it. And so he did. Traj tweeted, quote, the million-dollar question. Who will D. Wade be cheering for? His former team or his best friend LeBron? I mean, that's like Twitter at its worst, right? The super dumb poll question or the super dumb question that is posed to elicit a response. The super dumb question by the super famous guy. Except it worked. It literally worked. The response should have been as obvious and as dumb and as predictable as the question. But somehow, Duane walked right into it. Mangled it. By writing something for the entire world to see. And he thumbed this out. Quote, we call this a win-win. But it's Heat Nation over here. End quote. Dwayne. You just got embarrassed on national TV.
That was tragic.
Reminds me of Die Hard. Dwayne. Hey, let me help you out here, bud. Before Pat Riley does it himself. No one in your position calls that a win-win. Because if the Lakers win, that is not a win for you. Or at least it shouldn't be.
Get a grip.
You're freaking Dwayne Wade. 16 years with the Heat. I don't know. Banked about 160 mil. Three rings. A street named after you in that town. A jersey retirement that lasted the ceremony like a month. When somebody asks you who you're pulling for and the Heat are involved, you don't hedge and call that a win-win. Pat Riley may put a ring on every one of his championship fingers and brass knuckle you for that crap. How much does a city and a team need to give you before you say you're rooting for them? You think anybody in Miami wants to hear you refer to the finals as a win-win? So the tweet sucked. And it was Magic freaking Johnson, of all people, that hooked you. That's a lose-lose, not a win-win. It's a horrible tweet, and Magic just got over on you on a platform that has been murdering him ever since he logged on. Now would be a very good time to tell the fine people of Wade County that you were drunk or you had too many of Dion's edibles or something. Say something. Do something, because that is a horrible take, like an all-time horrible take. And no, you did not hedge. That whole thing about Heat Nation over here, that doesn't matter that you said that, because you called it a win-win. Is there anyone in Heat Nation over there who would call a Lakers win a win for them? The only person with a true win-win in these finals is Dion Waiters. Duane, don't forget that. Hey, man, I understand. I understand that LeBron's your guy. It's business, man.
Totally ridiculous, Rome.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I know that I did win 3 rings here. I know I'm like the ultimate member of this franchise. I know they named a street after me. Yeah, I don't know, though, man. LeBron's my guy. That's my dude, yo. Win-win.
Win!
Hey, Heat fan, how's that feel? Okay, hey, Heat fan, can you understand where Duanier's coming from? That's his guy. Man, they're banana boat dudes, right? Man, that is a bad take. I guarantee Pat Riley did not understand that. Does not understand that. I wonder if Udonis Haslam feels like that's a win-win. Yeah, I doubt that. In fact, I know that. I should go ask Alonzo Mourning how he feels about that. He and I had a pretty good conversation once. If you're getting hooked by Irv on Twitter, you know it's a bad day and a bad take. Irv's got to be walking around like, finally. Right, Rit? Finally.
Finally.
Finally, I got over on somebody on Twitter. Finally. When we return. How about Israel Adesanya? Did he go too far? I mean, like, MMA Twitter never quits. MMA, the ultimate one-up. But is there a line, even in MMA? And did Izzy cross it? Welcome back. Hey, Rome. Dwayne Wade played for the Heat. Signed Miami sports fans who walked out during the Ray Allen game. I mean, people have left early and missed the outcome of important games. But what's funny about that is not they left, but they tried to get back in. They wouldn't let them back in.
Not in our year.
The doors were locked. All right, so let me talk about UFC for a minute. UFC fighter Paulo Costa's head has finally cleared from that beatdown that he suffered Saturday from the hands and the feet of middleweight champion of the world, Israel Adesanya. His head has finally cleared, and his team finally got around to breaking tape of his first career loss, and my man is not happy with what he saw at all. And while you'd think that Costa would be irate with himself for not using the game plan of seek and destroy that had never failed him in his previous 13 professional fights, he's not. He's not mad at himself. If you think that he'd be mad at himself for allowing Izzy to keep his distance and just pick him apart with accurate and precise kicks and strikes while not trying to change that dynamic, he's not. If you thought maybe Paulo, a black belt in jiu-jitsu, was mad at himself for not trying to take the talented stand-up artist down, he's not. But he is livid. Livid. Not with himself, but apparently with the humping. Yeah, it's kind of a strong word, right? He's furious because he's no longer seeing stars. He's seeing red because of what Adesanya did when the ref pulled him off. Now, you can call this whatever you want. You can depict this as such. Maybe you kids would call it an air hump. There was some thrusting going on in the air. Let me just put it that way. He gestured. And somebody on Paulo's team finally had enough courage to push play and showed him how it looked. And now he is mad. And he had this message for Izzy. Like, give him the hands all you want, but don't give him the hips, apparently.
I come here to talk about the reaction that human trash did after a fight. I didn't see when I was there on the cage, but I saw now. I disapprove 100%. And to me, this is mortal now. Nobody will stop me. Nobody can stop me. I am on hot of collision with you, Adesanya. I want my rematch. And you know, I'm waiting for you.
He called it the action of human trash. And nobody can stop him now. Yeah, well, he did just stop you. He dominated you. Paulo, nobody wants to see that again. All right, so now you're angry. You saw the way he styled that by thrusting his hips. And now you're embarrassed and insulted, and he's human trash.
Human trash.
You should have done something about that when you had the chance inside the cage. Well, what do you know, clones? Bad news. I'm at the end of the program, so your tweets are not going to get read, which is good because they're predictable as hell, and they're not funny, and just know they're not going to jump the day. Hey, Rome, I guess Paulo could have his rematch, but, you know, he might have to wait a few months to make sure he's not, you know, preggers. Yeah, it's funny. That's great. Or Rome. He deserved three more thrusts to match the total number of punches that he actually threw in the entire fight. Stupid. And no. Do not ask me to reset that one call from back in the day from that one dude when I started to bring Dana White on to talk UFC consistently. I'm not doing that either.
If you really want to see a slugfest, watch the classic fights. Watch Robinson against any one of those guys, Sugar Ray Robinson. That's real fighting. This is just a sign of how society is decaying. It's not fighting. It's two guys, they throw punches, then they get on the ground and hump each other. It's disgusting, Jim.
No. No, that didn't work then. It doesn't work now. And, Paulo, this is not working either. You see, Paulo, Izzy is not the problem. Well, actually, Izzy is the problem. But him thrusting in the end is not the problem, per se. Like, honestly, I don't really think there's anything you can do about this anyway. I mean, you're calling him human trash. You're saying that now it's going to be all different. I mean, clearly you cannot hang with this dude in the octagon. And there's not anybody anywhere that wants to run this back again except for you. And as we all know, anger is not good for fighting. You'd probably be even worse off than you were the first time out. In other words, you got to kind of wear that thrust. You got to kind of wear that, and you got to keep moving, my man. I know that's not what you want to hear, but that's what you need to hear because there's nobody anywhere that needs to see or wants to see a sequel to that ass-kicking. You had your shot. You got worked. Izzy, you? I don't know, man. Maybe kind of, sort of, kind of on the line. Like you're a generational talent. You're a transcendent talent. You have so much good to bring to the sport. I mean, do you really need to ice a guy like that and then style the win like that? I mean, my man, you are now the face of the entire sport. You can talk all the junk you want, but you may have to leave that other stuff where it belongs, in the bedroom. Little too late, Paulo. Like somebody showed him the tape. Somebody showed him. Oh, that changes everything. It doesn't change anything at all. You still lost. You still got dominated. You were still undefeated. He's moving on, and you're not. You got to wear that.
Human trash.
Hey, Rome, congrats to the Miami Heat for making the NBA Finals. It's got to feel so good to be the first team from Florida to reach the championship stage in a long time. I mean, the Tampa Bay Lightning could have maybe done that, but the NHL never came back. Not that I or anybody else knows, signed everybody. Damn, Vincent did it again. He hit me three different times on the show with that take. Hey, Vince, just go ahead and throw your hat on the ice. You did it. Now we're done. My thanks to Miles Gaskin, way back in hour number one. Fred Warner. Dietrich Wise Jr. My XR4TI crew. If I did not get to your telephone call, hit me up tomorrow. We will roll them out once again then. Game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow. We're going to preview that then. Thank you for listening. You have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.